AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
It is a great day to be live in Pittsburgh, PA. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode, another edition of Kabbali and Mac. Good morning, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. We appreciate you joining us and supporting the show. We got a big old giveaway we got to tell you about. I guess it's not physically large and big, but it's big. Trust me. We'll get to it in a second.
Wouldn't fit you. I know that.
Definitely wouldn't fit you. Shit. Earmuffs, kids. Sorry, it's early to swear.
I know. Apparently, kids watch the show on TikTok, so you better be careful.
Sorry. I know my kid watches all the time, but he's used to hearing me swear. And he's in school right now, so it's no big deal. Of course, he'll watch it later, which is why we're on YouTube. In case you don't get to join us live, always on YouTube where you can subscribe. We appreciate that. I think up around 3,100 subscribers now. We appreciate each and every single one of you beautiful people. We appreciate all of you following on social media as well. Where the hell did he go? God. Oh, 60 seconds into the show and kaboom's gone already. All right, let's place bets. You can jump in the comments. What was it? Did he push a button? Did he accidentally unplug something? Or did his laptop die? Those are three options. If you have another option, by all means, you could drop that in the chat as well. Okay, we were taking bets real quick on what happened. What happened?
I had about 12 different windows open, and I hit the wrong one. I could have just told you the power went out. I could have just said that.
Look, that actually happened to me once, and it's been months. James knows
how this works. Don't bring that back. That was like 20 minutes of just pain.
You got through it all right. We'll also make a pick for the Thursday night game. You had an interesting idea. It wasn't one of your midnight tweets, but you had an interesting idea about a certain someone that we'll get to before the end of the show, too, plus updates from the Tomlin Tuesday press conference. I saw a really interesting number on strength of schedule that may change some people's perspectives on the Steelers. But thanks, as always, to our good friends at the Dan Heck team for supporting the show. They've been on board since the very beginning. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. They are the people to do it with. They'll make it as easy and as stress-free as possible. Check out all the listings right now if you're looking for a new home. HeckTeamHomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, HeckTeamHomes.com. The Dan Heck team here to help you buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. We appreciate their support. So before we get to the interesting contract tidbit that we didn't get to talk about, but it came out actually, I think, over the weekend. Should we tell the people about the giveaway?
Sure.
All right.
You want me to just show it first?
Just show it. That sounds right, weird.
Here it is. Ready? And
really weird.
The John Cena.
Don't tease people like that. People are going to want that now. You just showed it.
I found it. Santa Kabbali found it.
Are you willing to give it away?
No way.
I didn't think so. Show them the real giveaway. Don't be like that. bait.
The Cena, man. I swear. I mean, I finally found him. I've been looking forever. Not for me, you know. The chase to being the ultimate Santa is,
yeah,
it's, very invigorating. All right, here we go. You ready?
All right.
Show it's not him. Only how did I get it? I'm not only I'm. Oops.
Yeah, you're usually not left in charge of the giveaways.
Yeah. I'm wearing the 412 shirt for a wait. It's a nice little 412 helmet, mini, right? Mini helmet.
What is that?
That's none other than Mr. Oz. Chris Boswell autographed. Maybe gorgeous. The value of over a couple $100, maybe north of that a little bit. So
that thing 412 is
signed Chris Boswell. Can you see that? Or
beautiful. Yes, we can see it. It looks great.
412 so helmet, baby. Bossy.
412.
Mr. Pro Bowl. And that's part of this. Talk of how we're going to win this. And
yeah.
Get the guy to the Pro Bowl.
So we are going to drop a post later on Twitter. And well, you know what? We'll get it up on all the social media. But primarily on Twitter, we know is where a lot of you follow us. So we will get a post up right after the show that will do two things. One, it will serve to give away the Shop 412 autographed Chris Boswell mini helmet. And we're also going to hashtag Vote Pro Bowl in there. Is that what it is? Vote Pro Bowl or Pro Bowl Vote?
You could put
and Chris Boswell's name.
He's 10th.
Because Boz is 10th. In the AFC right now for Pro Bowl voting, which is just ludicrous. I know there are a lot of other good kickers, but I don't know if there's a better one in the AFC. In fact, there isn't. So it's a travesty of justice that man is only 10th in voting for the Pro Bowl in the AFC. So
one last look.
When we get that post up on X and all of our social media later today, you'll need to obviously make sure you're following the Kabbalion Mac feed on Twitter and Shop 412. And then you'll also have to retweet that and it'll get you entered to win on Friday's show, the autographed Chris Boswell mini helmet. And since it's hashtagged Pro Bowl Vote, I think is the hashtag, with Chris Boswell's name in there as well, it'll also serve as a vote for Chris Boswell for the Pro Bowl. That's how that works.
Tenth.
Double barrel even, in this thing.
I can't even name 10 kickers in the AFC.
No, I couldn't either. There's that loop guy from Baltimore.
Yeah. He missed an extra point.
Yeah.
Or whatever he missed.
I don't know kickers anymore. Boz is the best. Yes. Period. End of sentence. And he should be the AFC representative in the Pro Bowl. So, we will get that post up later.
So we're trying to help Boz. So we're trying to help Boz. We're trying to help our listeners.
Our listeners.
412.
412. We appreciate them helping us with the 412 days of Christmas.
And is there any podcast in the world that gives away more cool stuff than us?
I don't think so. I mean, we've done one every show, a giveaway, every show since Thanksgiving. We've always got the big stuff. We've had the Freiermuth helmet. We've had what? We had
at Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The Stone Cold vest, the Will Hard helmet. What else do we have months
Skeens.
Ago? The Paul Skeens ball, the Sid Crosby autographed plaque. I mean, the best stuff. Thanks to our good friends, by the way. We should thank First and Goal as well for a lot of that stuff. But Shop 412 has come through to support the show as well. We appreciate all in. So thank you very much. And we'll get all the instructions out on social media. So make sure you're following Kabbalion.
I see somebody tweeted you about your hat and said he went and purchased one, the Iron City hat that you're not wearing. It's back there.
It's right here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have had so many people. I don't know if it's because it's the holidays and people want to get other people a cool gift. I've had so many people reach out to me about this hat.
I still like mine better.
They're both excellent hats.
Dirty.
This one has a certain vibe to it, though. Right?
Very 80s, but with that little bend,
Very 80s vibe. Anyway, I've had a ton of people reach out to me about it, so I texted our guy Neil at Pittsburgh Brewing to ask if they have any left. He hasn't been able to find any. So,
you know,
apparently that guy that tweeted me the other day got the last one in the shop.
What would be a great thing? Whoever the marketing people at Icy Light is, or Iron City Pittsburgh Brewing Company, get a hat, like a sword like yours, whatever, and write, "You tell them, Ray, I would love to have that one."
I'd love to have a t-shirt with just that guy's face, and "You tell him, Ray."
That's it.
You don't get these sitting around petting kitty cats.
I mean, just simple. "You tell him, Ray." Icy Light under it or something. Yeah.
That would be the perfect "if you get it, you get it" kind of hat. You're right. They should get on that. All right. Let's talk foosball. We'll get to what Tomlin had to say in his press conference in a couple minutes, and the strength of schedule numbers that I think are really interesting also in just a couple of minutes. But Adam Schefter tweeted something the other day that I think is worth going over, because I know it caught a lot of people's eyes and it makes you wonder. Now, obviously, some things may have been saved after the win in Baltimore, right? Hold on, let me make sure I fix the screen on this so you can actually see all of the text, because I want to read it so that people can actually see it. Here we go. Adam Schefter. Over the weekend, the Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to fire Mike Tomlin, but they do have a significant decision to make early next year based on the option year in his contract. After this season, Tomlin's contract has 2 years remaining, 2026 and 2027, but 27 kaboom is the team option. And according to league sources, AKA somebody's agent, the Steelers have to decide whether to pick up that option on Tomlin's contract by March 1st. Now, this news was released before the win in Baltimore, like I said. And while we were all in the heat, the fervor of "he's got to be gone after this year," a lot of people still believe that. A lot of people's beliefs aren't going to change, regardless of how the rest of the season plays out. So, what do you think they will do? Now, there's 4 games left to play that could go a long way toward deciding how this plays out. But what do you think, if the season ended today and they were AFC North champs and they were playing the Bills in the first round of the playoffs, probably losing, what do you think Art Rooney II and the team would do regarding that 2027 option?
Really?
Yeah, really.
If they win out and make the playoffs, what do you think they'll do?
I didn't say if they win out. Season ended today. That's one of your favorite caveats.
Yeah, until people steal it. But
okay, if the season ended today. They were AFC North champs and lost to Buffalo in a wild card game.
He's staying. I mean, this report is, first of all, kind of interesting because you know where it came from. It's not coming from the Steelers, because there is no way in the world the Steelers are even thinking or having any conversations about Mike Tomlin's option in 2026. Internally, you know, while taking a pee in the freaking bathroom, "Hey, what should we do with Mike Tomlin?" No, there's nothing being said about that.
Press pause for a second. Is Art Rooney II a urinal talker, do you think? Or is he a silent peer?
I don't know.
That walk into the bathroom and they want to have a whole conversation about you, your family, and everything going on in the world.
You're
trying to throw a whiz.
Yeah, I don't think he would be a talker. I'm sure he would have his own commode in the facility, but... maybe
you're
he's
blowing up the concept.
There's not many options in when you go to Heinz Field, Acrisure Stadium.
Right.
You have to pee where you don't do that. Just don't talk to anybody. Number 2 is a pet peeve, or we're getting on this on the urinal. Don't be going on your phone. You're only going to piss for 30 seconds. What the hell you have to be doing this while you're peeing? I mean, really? You're missing anything in 30 seconds?
I mean, if I really got to go and I'm going to be standing there for a minute or two, I'm going to look at my phone.
I'm not a urinal guy because there's too. I tend to have too much splashing going on. I'm not a big fan of the splash.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
the splashback, then it's all over your hands. It's disgusting.
I mean, then you have to stand way back to prevent the splash. Then you look like a creep.
Yeah.
So I just go and, you know, pee on the toilet seat.
Okay. So nobody's talking about this down on the south side is the point you were trying to make.
There's nobody's talking about this. And I don't see why one way or another. I don't think this is a big deal one way or another. Say they don't pick it up. Who cares if you're Mike Tomlin, if you want to go into this as a lame duck year? You know what that means? That means the year after that, you could probably name your price, right? Of anywhere you want to go, if it was the Steelers, if it's with somewhere else. And number two is, if you pick up the option, who the hell cares? I mean, well, if he goes 2-18 or whatever it is, 2-15, then just get rid of him. I mean, okay, but we know you're going to talk about the money. No, is it? This is different with coaches. I mean, they ate Antonio Brown's dead money. I'm sure they would not be too worried about that. And okay. we don't even know if there's language in the contract that says if he gets to that option year that he can cash out 100%. We don't know. We're just speculating it is. You know, if you get rid of him, you know, if we're say I would fire you in this option year, you only get 50%. We don't know if that's in there or not.
No,
we don't. Totally speculating, but I'm just saying.
But the people that do know what the contract looks like, the fine details of it, obviously were comfortable enough to leak it, to leak some info to Adam Schefter, which, like you said, wasn't anybody in the Steelers office. Nobody at 3400 South Water Street said, hey, we better get it out there that we've got to pick up this option by March 1st, which means somebody in Mike Tomlin's side of the thing probably leaked this.
I mean, I think honestly, I mean, just doing some internal snooping, I don't think this the option year is something new. I think that's been a part of many of it. Maybe not all of his contracts, but some of his contracts where there was an option. I don't know if it was a team option, a coach option. So I don't know how brand new this really is. I've heard, I mean, not heard enough to, you know, go on record of putting my name on it for sure. Okay. Saying that, you know, that this is part of this contract whatsoever. I mean, if it's been how many times it's been done or anything like that, but I do believe it's been done before. I think it's regardless. I mean, you pick his up, you let him play through 2020, you pick up his option, and if they stink next year, you let him go, or you just, you know, 2027, you fire him. I mean, okay. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
That's from the team's point of view, though.
Well, mutual departure.
Right. From Tomlin's point of view, the reasoning for allowing this info to leak, or from Tomlin's agent's point of view, allowing this to leak, I think, is to kind of open the door a little bit.
Could be.
To, hey, maybe I'm not going to be in Pittsburgh forever. I might be available soon. Like,
maybe he wants more money.
I mean, does he really think that short of going on a run to like the conference championship game or the Super Bowl, that any public perception of him in this city where it matters most and among Steeler fans where it matters most is going to change to the point where people are pressing Art Rooney to immediately exercise that option?
Really worked before with Art Rooney, some people pressing him. If you were pressing him, you would have fired him 8 years ago or 6 years ago, right?
So do they really think that that's going to work, that they're going to negotiate more money through
I don't think he cares. First of all,
I don't think so either. I think it's more about opening up the door to, hey, might not be in Pittsburgh forever, everybody.
I just think first of all, we saw yesterday at the end of that press conference how disengaged he's with the outside world, right?
Sure. So he had no idea about Philip Rivers.
You think he's listening to us right now or the fan saying, I can't believe all these people want me fired. This is really unbelievable. I got to search my name. No, he doesn't care. Not. He doesn't know and he doesn't care.
No, he's not, I don't think.
I don't think
his agent certainly pays attention to what's going on in the media.
The agent that nobody knows who it is. Which is crazy to me is every single player in professional sports, you know, their contract, their agent, their length of contract, their bonuses, their outs, their everything. But coaches, it's like,
I guess
we know, but we're not quite sure.
My point here is that this is the second time in a couple of weeks. Well, not even less than 2 weeks in a matter of like 8 days or so. Second time where there was some sort of something that made you go, is Mike Tomlin thinking about life after Pittsburgh? No. Like last Tuesday's press conference, when he was asked about fans chanting for him to be fired, and he said, I agree. I know you could argue about the context of that if you want. It was still a curious response. And then this leaking out, I think more than ever, Mike Tomlin's people, for lack of a better way to put it, are starting to drop lines into the water about future options because they feel like it's closer than ever to him not being in Pittsburgh, whether it's a mutual parting of ways or whatever, however it may be termed.
I know. When was his last contract? It was late. I forget when it was. It wasn't really announced till late, I think. I can't remember whatever it was. I don't know if it was the latest contract or a contract before that. My mind is kind of shot. But I do recall him. I do recall a conversation where I had with somebody that said, you think he cares? No, because all this does is drive up his price. He's going to get paid somewhere. And I think that still applies today.
But to the point you made a couple minutes ago, I don't think he cares about any of it in any regard. He knows that he likes coaching football and he wants to coach football and he's going to get paid a ton of money to coach football, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's here or somewhere else. Yeah. I know he says a lot of crap in the Tuesday press conferences, but I honestly believe, like you said, he is so dialed in on week to week and game to game.
Did you see his face? He had no clue what the Philip Rivers was. No clue.
He's not even thinking about this contract option that exists on March 1st. But he does have someone who he's probably paying to think about that stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
and that person is making sure all the options, all the cards are laid out on the table for Mike Tomlin when and if the scenario arises where he and the Steelers do have, what did Gwyneth Paltrow and the guy from Coldplay call it? A mutual, they had a stupid term.
No idea what you're talking about.
A mutual uncoupling, or what did they call it when they got divorced?
I have no idea what you're talking about. All I got to say about this conversation is, what would this guy say?
Unconscious uncoupling. That's what it was.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, I go all the way up to Freeport Road to purchase that thing.
Are you serious?
I was up there for a doctor's visit on my knee. That was only a couple miles up the road.
Okay. How's the knee?
Better after they shove a huge needle in it.
Nice.
Two of them. So I'm ready to go. I'm ready to kick some 33-yard field goals now.
You can't do that. And even if you did, it wouldn't be good enough to get you in the Pro Bowl. That's Boz's job. Thanks to Arch for supporting the show. We appreciate Archie's down on Carson, Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports. And don't forget, it's Wednesday wing night and trivia. Yes, trivia starting at 8 o'clock. They open at 5 today down at Archie's on Carson. 80-cent wings Monday through Thursday nights. Of course, that includes tonight, and that includes trivia at 8 o'clock as well. Get on down there. Great menu and ice cold iron and icy light always on.
Oh man, that icy light we had was unbelievable down there last time. We need to go. I just realized that he sells burgers, which means I can bring my kid there. My kid loves every burger possible.
Oh, but he'll love it.
I have to bring him down. I get some wings and get a burger.
Wings, burgers, all kinds of sandwiches, flatbread pizza.
Arch!
I don't know how they keep the beer that cold. So
It's perfect.
My wife bought a kegerator for our house.
Okay.
And
you drink that much beer?
No, it's such a waste, but whatever. She wanted to get a kegerator. She wanted it really bad. It was like, whatever. So we got the kegerator. I went and got some IC light, attached it to the thing, and
CO2.
I got the CO2, and can't possibly get it as cold as Arch has his beer.
You got professional people, baby. You got professional people doing it. I think my neighbor does something like that. I'm not quite sure. Maybe he can.
Our buddy Santoro used to sell beer, or not sell
Santoro's
beer.
Santoro's ass. Where is he? You guys on the outs with Santoro?
No, we went out with him Saturday night.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, no problem.
I was in Baltimore, so it doesn't matter.
I know you were. That's why I don't even acknowledge anymore when you try to act like we're snubbing you. We're not.
You are.
We're not.
I haven't seen Santoro since he made some mead and got drunk on mead.
We went out to some of those holiday themed pop-up bars because that's what the ladies wanted to do.
I don't even know what that means.
They have these pop-up bars in downtown. We went to one in the Strip.
There, so people there?
Yeah, there are a ton of people.
I'm out.
It's completely Christmas themed. The whole thing. They got Christmas themed drinks, Christmas beers, Christmas stuff up all over the place. They're playing Christmas music.
But, you know, if people were there, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, I know. And then we ate at some Korean restaurant in Garfield, Bloomfield. Friggin' delicious.
All right.
Best food I've ever
had. Did it cost you $100 million?
100 million Schwarbers. No, I mean, we all knew that wasn't going to happen, right?
Whatever Devin's name is there, DeCorkarlaka. And I'm not Scrooge. I'm just not a big fan of people. When you get my age, you won't be a big fan of people either. Most people. I won't say that. I'm not a fan. I'm a fan of people, yes. But the crowds, I just don't like the – I need out. I'm not a crowd guy.
Yeah, it was crowded. You wouldn't have liked it.
Yeah.
What did somebody – I was talking to somebody about you this weekend. They called you a homebody. I said, yeah, he likes to hang out at home.
Yeah, I'm never here.
Well, you're busy working.
No, I'm just not a big fan of going to like a packed bar or, you know, have to, you know, weave your way through people just to go take a pee or something. I'm not a big fan of that.
Okay. Well, that's why we don't invite you anywhere.
Yeah, well.
So don't complain when you don't get invited.
Well.
That okay?
I'm not getting invited, but maybe like the Arches. I went down to Arches.
We do need to go back down to Arches and get some more wings. I'll say that.
We need to go up to the brewing company too.
Yeah, we need to do that too. People want us out. Kaboom! They want us out. I saw an interesting tweet. There's a guy. He's a sports betting guy, but a lot of the information that he puts out there is applicable not just for sports betting, but just in general. His name's Jeff Fogel, and he tweeted this out. He wrote a whole story about it. I won't make you read the whole story, but there are some interesting numbers about strength of schedule. Okay. And the teams with the best records, if you look at this graphic, have had some of the softest schedules so far. You hate talking about strength of schedule before the season, right? Before the season, you think it's useless. Okay.
Yep.
But when you're through 14 weeks of the season, it's probably pretty accurate. Could we agree on that?
Depends. Okay. You still want to play Kansas City?
I mean, I wouldn't be excited about playing
Miami a better 6-7 team now, or would you rather play them 2 months ago? Yeah, things change, right?
Things change. I get it. But when you take 3 months of a body of work and roll it all up into one, it can shed a little light.
Let me ask you another question. If the Colts miss the playoffs, right? And they go 8-9, lose their last four, whatever.
Uh-huh.
When the Steelers beat them, is that a good win or a bad win? They beat an under 500 team, but when they played them, it was 9-1 or 8, whatever the hell they were, 7-1.
Well, at the time, it was a good win, right?
That's what I'm saying. Was it or wasn't it? I don't know. That's why I don't like this.
Against the team that had one loss to that point.
That's why I don't like strength of schedule.
Would you not
agree,
though?
It's when you're playing them. It's not what their record is.
Okay, so the fact that New England and Denver are both 11-2, but to this point have had the two softest schedules in the league.
I don't care. You're probably your softest schedule because when you do strength of schedule, you take into fact you play two 11-2 teams, right?
No, they're the 11-2 team.
Yeah, because they made the other teams lose 11 times.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying it's stupid. Now tell me, what are we getting at here? We're saying the Pittsburgh is.
I think if you look at it, and again, you can take a look at the numbers on the screen. The Steelers so far have had the 12th most difficult schedule in the league.
Yes, second most probably going to go down because the Colts are going to continue to lose. Who else did they play?
But they've still got Detroit on the schedule, right?
Yeah.
Right.
What I'm saying is, I think it's very weird when you look at that, and it doesn't really apply because they're playing the Dolphins, who are playing good right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're playing
playing better against bad teams.
The Lions, who doesn't have the greatest record right now, but are a very good team on the road. They're playing Cleveland, where they struggle in Cleveland. Then they're playing their arch rival again. So how can we say strength of schedule is anything right now?
Because you can look.
I hate these things.
Because you just bought those. Why aren't they working?
My ears, they don't fit in my damn ears.
So you got big head but tiny ears?
Tiny ear holes, I guess.
Interesting.
I don't got these fancy things you got, Mr. Kegerator.
First world problems. Kaboom can't keep his earbuds in. I think when you look at like a Jeff Sagarin ranking of someone's schedule, he's a famous statistician. The guy does his homework. I'm sure he's not just adding up wins and losses. He's looking maybe at wins and losses of a team that you played at the time. Like I said, Colts win is a good win at the time. Patriots win at the time. Was it a great win? Maybe not. It looks more impressive, I guess, if you want to take into account their record now. It's just interesting to me that the three best records, at least according to this graphic, in the AFC, if we want to include the Chargers, who are also 9-4, have all played, you can include Buffalo at 9-4, have all played overall relatively soft schedules. And I think that's worth taking into account. That's all I'm saying, that maybe those teams aren't as good as their record would indicate. And maybe the Steelers aren't as bad as their record might indicate.
Oh, they can be bad.
No, we know they're capable of being bad.
Well, they are capable of being good too, but just pushing it forward to this Monday game. They should win, but wow. Would you be shocked if they don't?
They honestly
got to get over that hump of win-lose. Looks like shit, looks like good. I mean, third quarter great, fourth quarter sucks. They got to get over that. I don't know how you do it, but they got to do it.
As we've established, it's impossible to predict how this team is going to look from drive to drive, let alone quarter to quarter in game. There is a chance, and this is a good point from Jessica on the YouTube chat. They're a lot better with Derek Harmon. We know that much, especially run defense-wise. And I guess there's a chance he could be back this week.
I guess. I mean, you get an extra day. They don't practice today, which is very highly unusual. I don't remember them ever doing that, not practicing on a Wednesday. But they're going to go up through Saturday practice and start from there. So it gives everybody an extra day. Maybe they'll have, when did they play? Sunday afternoon. So you basically got Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Guys are having 4+ days off because some of them won't even practice tomorrow to get healthy, and they need to get healthy. And Harmon's one of those guys. Darnell Washington, maybe. He might be right up the street from you right now.
I was going to say, he's.
You hear about this?
I did hear about it. He's visiting one of the kids' schools.
Yeah, and it's like, I said to the kid, I said, hey, go ask him if he's playing set on Monday. Is that wrong? No, she won't say nothing, so.
Yeah, so Darnell lives in the area and I guess is visiting one of the kids' schools.
And signing autographs or something. I don't know what he's doing.
So this might actually be, I think this is a valuable question too, from Devin, whose last name you couldn't pronounce earlier.
Quagalita.
How does this extra day off affect concussion protocol? If they're off, I don't imagine he went into the facility this morning to take another concussion test or
they might do it every day. They might.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, the way I look at it, Malik Harrison, if he plays, that would be a shock because he got knocked the hell out. And that was scary. He was out on his feet. Now, I don't know about – I mean, Darnell got a big head, but I don't know what that means. It's how – we know how concussions work. But typically, they usually give him that extra week off, don't they, for the most part?
It feels like that's been the habit more often lately, that guys who go into concussion protocol do miss at least the next game following that. But we'll see. I mean, the interesting part to me – as far as injuries go and all the concussions they suffered this weekend against Baltimore is that Andrews Pete was a concussion also, wasn't he? Or was he something else?
You're going to have to might go with Dylan Cook.
I'm okay with that. Guy played 15 snaps and didn't give up a single pressure.
How about the? Well, I don't know why they don't go with Spencer Anderson. He's played.
Well, he's hurt too, isn't he?
No, Calvin Anderson's hurt.
I can't
get your Andersons right.
Straight. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm struggling there, Rick. I don't know what the hell to do. I'm struggling like hell. Is there like some kind of a soft thing to put in there to stick in your ear holes?
There should be.
There's not. There is none. Let me see.
Well, hold on. Are these legit Apple earbuds or these knockoffs?
My Apple earbuds don't fit in here, and I'm not buying those damn whatever the hell they're called. These things. Those things suck.
Why don't you like those?
I can't get them to work.
All you got to do is pair them to the device. It's not.
I had AirPods, Torsha, but I lost them. I ain't paying no $200 to lose something again.
Mark Malone has a good idea. I think you could just.
Bought these suckers too.
Couple dots of super glue will keep them in.
I've always had issues, even when on TV. My ear holes are weird, I guess, and everything always pops up. Bing, bing, bing. So we quit using them on the pump show, but you have to use them on the nightly sports call because
you got to hear the calls.
They go boom, 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 and I'm like, I have no idea what he's saying. I'm like, Richie. Then it falls on the ground, and you don't want to. Whatever.
Why do you? You have the same.
Say, Eric goes again.
You have the same. You have the same level of difficulty with technology that like an 85-year-old man who was born with horse and buggies.
I'm just going to do this.
Just keep them in like that. How's that? You go full on like that, you're going to fall asleep.
I'm going to fall asleep.
All right. So the offensive line, I think this is
interesting. It's a good question, JT Yenser.
Why does Kaboom have issues with everything?
It's true.
You do. So the offensive line, I know we don't put too much stock into what PFF says, you know, especially offensive line.
What is that?
You like to judge with your eyeballs, right? Pro football.
As the great Craig Wolfley says, I don't believe in analytics. I believe in eyelytics.
Eyelytics, right. So with that being said, they have been to this point ranked as a top 10 offensive line this season by PFF. And I think it's valuable to point out that Aaron Rodgers looked the most comfortable he's looked all year in Baltimore. I don't know if that's a Broderick Jones issue.
It might be a little bit of Baltimore issue.
Might be a Baltimore issue.
You've never seen a defense with less pressure or pass rusher push than that goddarn front seven, which is shocking. I would never have guessed that from a Baltimore run team or Baltimore team.
So should we expect this to continue, not just Monday night, but beyond? Or, like, is this the offensive line figuring some things out? And I hate to say it about a guy getting hurt, but maybe being helped by the absence of Broderick Jones somewhat?
I don't think so. I think Broderick Jones obviously makes this offensive line better. I would much rather have him in there than fourth stringer Dylan Cook, right?
Dylan Cook looked all right, in my opinion. They left him out there a couple times, too. He wasn't getting
help. Let's face it. That, from the left guard on, have been playing fantastic ball. Sam Olu Frazier, McCormick, Fatanu. And I made some tweet yesterday. Got a lot of pushback, I guess. I mean, we talk about Omar screwing up this. His scouting department sucks. You know, they had the same draft. And we might look back on this in 10 years. I don't know. It's still too early. Fatanu in the first pick, Frazier in the second pick, McCormick in the third pick. Within a span of four rounds, you pretty much solidified your offensive line last year. That's unbelievable.
They've done good work.
If it continues this way.
I mean, they didn't do it quickly enough towards the end of Colbert's tenure. They let that offensive line age out and fall apart. But you're right. To Omar's credit, he's done a great job with the offensive line, I think. Broderick is still a question mark. And I think it's going to be even more of a question. What?
I don't think you pick his option up because of that.
Because of the injury?
No, because of the other.
Because of the other four guys.
Other three, really. But Sam Wallow's in the final year of his deal. Who knows?
Right. So you might need. This is getting way too ahead of ourselves because we're not thinking about the offseason yet, but you might need new guys on both spots on the left side of the line, unless this Dylan Cook dude all of a sudden steps up.
Spencer Anderson might be a guy you throw in guard. Another pick in that same draft, I think, right? Or is that 2 years ago? He was a seventh rounder.
Yeah, I think that was 2 years ago. Although, again, like I've admitted, I can't keep my Spencer Anderson straight.
Yeah, whatever.
So, or my Anderson straight. I can't keep my Spencer and my Calvins. It's way too much for me. Hold on. Spencer was drafted.
Came in these things.
Spencer was drafted seventh round 2 years ago.
I did not say Big Ben was returning. Somebody's lying. Goddamn liars. I've never said that.
Who? This is
somebody
funny.
Messing with Dolak. Dolak says, yeah, every time somebody mentions somebody in my Twitter, I say, who? He goes, oh, somebody mentioned you about something. And I said, who? I'm like, that's his gimmick.
I think what's hilarious about those Post-Gazette chats is that I think you can sign in with any username.
Yeah, a lot of it's porn names.
So you can, somebody could log into the Post-Gazette chat and type in their name as Mark Cabali.
Somebody needs to,
Big Ben is coming back.
Hey.
And Jerry, the dean of Steelers writers, okay? All due respect. Jerry's also of the age where perhaps his adeptness at technology may be on par with yours. I'll just put it that way, okay?
Oh, come on now. You know what? Somebody in our chat here, one of our loyal followers, need to go on the Jerry Dolak chat?
Yeah.
And sign in as the Cabali and Mac podcast and ask a question.
There you go.
That'd be cool.
Thanks.
No, and I did not say anything about Ben. Lie. Fake news.
Fake news. Cabali would never say that. Thanks to our good friends at Impact HVAC for supporting the show as well. Get your furnace checked out because winter is coming and may already be here in some cases. So get your furnace checked up. Message them at Impact HVAC PGH or call them at 412-297-1852. That furnace checkup will be half off, just $39.99 instead of $79.99 if you donate a new article of kids' clothing or a children's toy for the Foster Love Project for this holiday season. So get a hold of them at Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook. Shoot them a message there. Just call them 412-297-1852. So the offensive line is looking better if they continue to protect.
You're a radio star, aren't you?
What?
You had a perfect segue from Impact HVAC into being like 9 degrees on Monday or whatever the hell it's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
And you blew it.
And the Dolphins suck in the cold. Sorry, let's rewind. Just rewind 30 seconds. Get your furnace checked up by Impact HVAC, and it's going to be cold enough you'll want the furnace turned on Monday night at Heinz Field. I feel like Pompey Annie. So it's going to be cold Monday night. Is anybody shocked by this?
Well, two times ago, they beat him here in the cold, so what the hell's the difference?
I mean,
AB stepped out of bounds on the old whoop-de-doo play at the end.
That's
snowing.
Right. I forgot about that.
That was 10, 12 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
By the way, we're about a week away from Happy Jesse James Made the Catch Day. 8-year anniversary.
We don't celebrate that around here. What was I talking about?
I talked to him not long ago, too.
Jesse?
He hasn't polished his skills of verbal communication yet.
That's nice. You wrote about it in your Tomlin Takeaways piece yesterday. MVS and Adam Thielen getting the starts over Roman Wilson. You think this continues? I would think it would after the way things looked on Sunday in Baltimore. There's no reason to fix what ain't broke.
Well, it's not only that. Is his explanation tells us that's going to be it because you have Calvin Austin, your punt returner. If you're worried about who your backup punt returner is, and you have to already bench Keyshawn Williams because of Thielen, you're either getting rid of Scotty Miller or you're putting Roman Wilson in there, and you feel that Scotty Miller's a better emergency punt returner. But what are we talking about here, man? If Roman Wilson, who's had a pretty decent, not great, decent 8 games where he's been used a lot, he's been open a lot, he hasn't had the production to put him down because he can't catch punts, And okay. Scotty Miller, who didn't play, did he play at all? Three snaps?
I'll admit it's dubious. I'll admit it's dubious logic when you paint it that way. But was Roman Wilson really going to run that many routes on Sunday anyway?
That was the point. That was the point. He was already, what that told me was at best he was going to be a four, right?
I mean, Skoranek is running more routes than him.
Yeah, rightfully so. He followed me.
Yeah, and you know what? Let's pause and give a little credit to Benny Sko, who had a hell of a day.
Now you're giving away my story idea for later in the week.
I'm sorry. I'll save it.
The mentality of the gunner. They have to be nuts.
And Benny Sko is a little unhinged, I think.
I think he might be unhinged. I don't know if he's ever been hinged, but...
But I don't know. Look, again, the offseason is a long way away. So, like, I've looked at a couple of people that have put out mock drafts already, and they have the Steelers taking wide receivers. And it's like, that's great. They need more wide receivers. But what you have right now, like it or not, is DK and then a bunch of veterans, Calvin Austin the third, and Roman Wilson's not touching the field behind all those guys. Rodgers trusts guys that he knows he can put the ball around them and they're going to make the catch, or they're at the very least going to do what he wants them to do. When he gives them some kind of sign at the line of scrimmage, they're going to do it. And Adam Thielen and Ben Skoranek and MVS are all going to do that stuff. He likes Calvin Austin the third. He's mentioned that several times. And of course, DK is DK. But I mean, that's five guys ahead of Roman Wilson. Roman Wilson isn't touching the field. He just, I agree. Yeah, a couple of touchdown catches. He's been open. Maybe hasn't seen the ball as much as he should in those moments. But he just has not had any kind of real impact on a game when it mattered at any point this year. Both those touchdown catches were in garbage time.
There was really no need for MVS to be dressed unless the quarterback wanted MVS dressed.
Right.
Because you're right. I mean, that's why I think Thielen's going to continuously be a productive player here, because if there's anything about Adam Thielen, he's going to be in the right place at the right time. That's what the quarterback wants. That's what the quarterback demands. When that doesn't happen, he ain't looking your way. And I don't know if that's part of Roman's problem or not, the consistency with it. But if Thielen is – I saw him, 3 days last week, great route runner. You tell it, he's going in the right spot. So I think that's why he's not – he was already the de facto too, right? When he had the most snaps of any other buddy receiver other than Metcalf, so –
because he knows where to go and what to do. And at this point, I mean, I don't know if any team is going to shudder in the playoffs at the thought of facing DK, Thielen, MVS, and Ben Skoranek, but that's what you got, and that's what's working. So if that's what's working, you go with it.
This is just off the old left field here. What the hell are the Ravens doing one man, one high safety against the Steelers the entire time and saying, "Ah, DK, go ahead and do what the hell you want." What the hell was they thinking?
I don't know.
You talk about adjustments that didn't happen. There's one for you.
That's a good call, actually. I don't know if they suspected the Steelers were going to try to run the ball more. I don't know. That is something, you know, as much as we praise the offensive line, and rightfully so, that is something the Steelers need to get on track against the Dolphins. The Dolphins' run defense is not good. They should be able to run against Miami the same way they should have been able to run against Buffalo, but couldn't a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, whatever. Hell with the Ravens. Hey, did you happen to see late in that game, 4th and 5? It was like 3 minutes left. I don't even know how much time's left. And, 4th and 5, they were on the 20-yard line, and both Benton and Hayward dropped in the old zone coverage.
I did see that.
I was like, damn. Well, they got the first down, but
that was
switching it up. I haven't seen that since the old Joel Steed, Casey Hemp days.
I was going to say, that was some old Dick LeBeau fire zone.
I've never seen both of those interior guys drop, though, because they were bringing all pressure on the outside. But I guess you give credit to Lamar for noticing it, but wow.
They should. We could talk more about this on Friday, but they should be able to get after
special guest. Tua.
Oh, yeah. We want to talk offense on Friday. We got the perfect person coming. Should we tell him now or should we wait till Friday?
I don't give a crap. Whatever. I mean, we'll give you a hint. We'll give him hints. We like to give hints.
Okay.
He used to coach the Arizona Cardinals.
I mean, why don't you just hand it to them?
Well, it could be BA.
I guess it could be. Ken Whisenhunt.
He's a hell of a golfer. He drinks a lot of Diet Pepsi. I got him to come on by saying, I'll send you some Diet Pepsi.
Really?
Oh, the Diet Pepsis are 12 or 14 a day, apparently. He's like Joe Rutter, like.
That's not healthy, man.
AQ, I'd love to have AQ on. That's a good question. I love
it. We should. You know what? I know he's busy doing a lot. He's climbing his roof, putting up Christmas decorations and all that.
He's a hell of a dude.
We should try to get AQ on again before the end of the season if we can have it. We can make it happen.
But he, golfer, maybe arguably the best offensive coordinator in Steelers history. And he was,
I mean, a just give already. It away. Just give it away.
Anybody's figuring it out now. Wow. Our good friend. Come on. First person's get up will get absolutely. I can send you this.
You're not going to give away the Cena thing, so don't pretend like you will.
Ain't no way I'm giving that away. By the way, I did get Logan Paul, and I got the Hulkster from 1984 and the Dusty. I got all four of them. Come on. How can you see? It says collect them all. By the way, Justin's going nuts and Rick Barry wins. Justine's going crazy. Wants to talk about wrestling.
Yeah, we're going to get into it in a second. Yes, Rick, you're right. Todd Haley is scheduled to join us on Friday, friend of the program. So we'll have Todd on, talk about the Steelers offense.
All right, Rodgers. Rick, I'll send you this.
Yeah, send him some crappy. What is that, like a G.I. Joe? What?
I don't know. I'm not sending you my Jack Clark autographed baseball. I'll tell you that much.
No, that's a treasure. You'll never let go of that.
Where's that sucker? There he is, Jack Clark.
The whole point of the case, the protective covering, is that you don't take it out all the time.
I haven't seen it in 25 years. I just found it looking through something the other, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Right, so Friday, Todd Haley will join us. Thanks to our friends at Higgins Professional Painting for supporting the show as well. They've been great to us, and they'll be great to you. You need something painted, they'll come on in and get it done. They do the drywall repair. They'll do interior or exterior painting. Probably not as much exterior in this weather, but they can do it all. If you own your own business, commercial, industrial as well, they can do it all, and they'll come on out and give you a free estimate as well. Get in touch with Higgins Professional Painting, locally owned and operated in Pittsburgh for the last four decades. Go to HigginsProfessional.com or give them a call, 412-344-0480.
So the kid wants a new bed for her room, right?
Okay.
One of those. Whatever, I don't know.
Gonna be a Christmas gift.
My wife goes, "Hey, while we're at it, why don't we get your guys come over to paint the room?"
Here it goes. You're gonna get the whole house redone eventually.
And we're getting this one done now. Now I got put in my ear about this one. Higgins might as well just show up and live here.
Eventually. Yeah, they can just set up a van in the driveway for a couple weeks. They're not going anywhere.
I hate Mackie and Dunlap Equal. What are you doing, Johnny the Barber? We're nice people here.
What is Johnny the Barber saying? Is he just talking out of his rear end again?
Yeah.
Okay. We appreciate it, Johnny. Two things we got to get to, and then we'll wrap up. One, I need a Thursday night football pick from. Do you know how far back you are in the picks competition, by the way?
First of all, we need somebody in these chats to check your work.
I literally went through and double checked the last three weeks because I couldn't believe how far out I have gotten ahead of you.
Yeah. All I gotta say is, but do you have this?
No, I don't.
I am champion.
We only have 4 weeks to go, and I am 8 games ahead of you.
Yeah, because you cheat.
I don't cheat. Never have. Never will. JT Yinzer, you got bad math. You must have gone to Bell Vernon, too.
I'm only down. I probably even. I might be ahead.
You're down 8, my man. 8 games.
He does. I absolutely agree. Fudges stuff left and right. I should be more on top of this. But
you're the one who wants to try and take the prizes from
all
the people.
All I
got to
say is you can have your 8 wins. I got...
All right, I need a pick for the Thursday night game. Atlanta, Tampa Bay. Our Tampa Bay Bucks.
Boy, Tampa sucks.
They had a decent win last week, didn't they?
No.
Oh, no, they lost to New Orleans last week.
Yes.
Yikes, that's right.
Tampa wins this game. I'm still a Baker guy, just to screw the Browns. Atlanta, you never know who's going to show up. Give me the Buccaneers. See, this is when you'll say, I'll take the Buccaneers, too, just to say, you know, just to say 8 games ahead.
Go ahead. Well, no, I'm going to pick who I should pick.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
All right. By the way, a reminder that the loser of this bet has to dye their hair. So that's the whole point of this. The season-long picks.
Let's see yours. Let's see yours there, Blondie. Yeah. Damn, well, we should change yours to
a lot of scalp there.
Rogaine with minoxidil.
All right. I'll take the Falcons then. I'll do it. I'll give you a freebie. Okay. Does that make you feel better?
I don't care.
I want to be clear. I don't think the Falcons are going to win. How about this? I won't even take credit for this one if the Falcons win. You just get this game. You get it regardless. Okay?
Nah, whatever. I don't really care.
Yeah, you do.
Cheater. You're cheating anyways.
I'm not. All right, real quick.
Did I ever tell you I batted 580 in my Pony League season?
No, you've never mentioned it 16 times.
And also I led the team in 45 runs scored. My goodness, what was my slugging percentage, or what do you call that crap? Whatever, come on.
How many triples?
There's none listed on here. I'm sure I had a couple. I had 19 singles, 10 doubles, led the league. 6 home runs, led the league.
Did you win the home run derby?
Oh, I mean, 6 home runs off a 300-foot fence at age 13 is not bad.
That's pretty good.
They're all these, too.
Johnny the Barber actually does have a valuable question, because I've invited you to this, and you have refused to come.
Once again, a lot of people.
The Christmas karaoke event down at Mike's Beer Bar next Wednesday night, a week from tonight.
The problem is with that is then the old fake Troy will be there. Oh, I like fake Troy, but fake Troy is overwhelming at times.
He can be.
Only way I go if Johnny the Barber goes down and hangs out with Doran.
All right. Let's see if Johnny the Barber agrees to show up next Wednesday. I doubt it, but it's all worth a
let's
shot.
Let's get on these picks. Some of us have stuff to do.
Well, we'll do the rest of the picks on Friday. Wanted? You said something interesting, and Justin, don't call me Justine, gets upset when we don't talk enough wrestling.
Yeah, we're going to have to hit the wrestling here.
Black Hoodie guy, who obviously did the stomp on CM Punk at War Games, and popped into the ring again on Monday night.
Twice.
Are you still holding on to the theory that it's Randy Orton?
Yeah, it's not Randy Orton who's in that thing. Because I think two separate people were in that, the first one, the second one. You see Austin Theory is with the New Day. They're trying to throw you off.
Austin Theory with the New Day?
I don't know. He was with the New Day in the ring fighting with AJ and all those guys.
No, that was, what's his face?
Who?
Not Theory.
Who was it? I wasn't
the Australian guy.
Grayson Waller.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention that much.
Man, oh, shit. Come on.
Lucky I didn't tweet that then. I tend to tune out from time to time when it's stuff that doesn't interest me. And it wasn't interesting me that much. Whatever. But my point is,
Activision.
My point was this. Let's run that thing as far as we can go.
I mean, they can drag that thing all the way out to.
But our friend Justin LaBarre did have a good point, and I did agree with him.
What?
There better be a big payoff if you're running this for a month or two. There can't be no Austin Theory. There can't be no, you know.
You don't think?
There can't be no, what's his name? I forget. One of the NXT guys. There can't be like, it has to be a payoff. Jericho. Something like that.
It can't be Jericho.
You got it. He said it. Justin.
Nobody's going to believe that Chris Jericho climbed that cage.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Jericho joins Logan Paul. There's a great faction. Jericho's contract's up at the end of the year. I like Randy. I like Jericho. Maybe it's Travis Scott. I'm telling you, man, you have to have a big payoff. You have.
Did you hear Logan Paul's story about Travis Scott the other day?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm just hearing this. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, he no-showed an event.
Yeah, but no-showed an event that he was going to be part of. He was supposed to wrestle with tag with Logan.
As long as they don't, here's the only way I will be disappointed in this. Because it could be a number of people. I'd be happy with Austin Theory. Honestly, I like Austin Theory a lot.
You don't waste a PLE 4. You don't waste 2 months and have Austin Theory. Everybody thought, see, I told you it was Austin Theory. No. Maybe Seth Rollins plays it off to a WrestleMania. Woo!
Maybe. That's not a crazy possibility.
Montez Ford's another one. Not a big enough payoff to me.
What they can't do is somehow let this thing die like they did the Final Boss storyline. Because that would be the other thing that wouldn't surprise me. Is
it dead? Or do we see it on Saturday?
I don't think we'll see it.
It'll be like, well, no. You got one match left. I'll see you at WrestleMania, John Cena. I own your ass.
It's a great theory.
Gives him 3 months off the rest.
Dwayne will find another movie to shoot, and he won't be there for it. That's that. Well, done with.
What that is, LA Knight. Maybe it's him. Maybe he's playing triple duty.
LA Knight in the black hoodie?
I don't know. It could be anybody, because I think that's why they're mixing up people to throw you off. Oh, that doesn't look like Austin Theory. This guy got too big of an ass. It can't be him now. People are looking asses and eyes right now to see who this guy is. That means you got something, man. When people are trying to zoom in on asses and eyes to see who it might be.
I ain't zooming in on any dude's asses.
You know
how it is, my friend. I don't know. Just glad Liv Morgan's back. That's all I'm saying. You want to talk about zooming on asses. Anyway, that's going to do it for today. We'll be back on Friday at 10:30 with special guest Todd Haley.
And remember,
don't forget, keep an eye out for the post. We will get it up here shortly after the show is over. Your chance to win the Shot 412 autographed Chris Boswell mini helmet. We'll get that out in just a couple minutes. So make sure you're following us on all the social medias and keep it locked in. Subscribe.
Is there a bigger Yinzer giveaway than a 412 helmet with Boswell on it? I love it.
It's beautiful. So we will get that up shortly and make sure you're subscribed on YouTube so you don't miss anything going forward, including Friday's episode. We'll talk to Todd Haley and preview the Dolphins game. Yins, have a great Wednesday and Thursday. We'll see you Friday.